walking. Is that better? Daughter telling me what to do again. This is where I walk. If I fall off the edge. How are you, church? Good morning. How are you? What a good day to be in church, right? Good to see you guys. Good to see new people. Good to see everybody. It's a great day. I'm feeling good about this message. The Lord has said it's ordained, it's His word, that every word that comes from my mouth is going to be from Him. If you have a problem with it, take it up with Him. That's the first thing, okay? I don't want nobody coming up to me afterwards and say, but you said, well, go up there. That's how I save myself. I do have some words for people. Please don't be offended. It's to encourage you. I will never say anything up here that is discouraging or put everyone down, but the Lord's words are always encouraging. So if I do have words for people already, but they're going to be encouraging words. Listen to them. Take notes. It's not from me. Trust me. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. Most of the time. All the time. But it's all from the Lord. And today we're going to speak about transformation, obviously. But I've put a couple more titles in it. Position, timing, transformation. If you're going to write down anything today, it's those three words. That's it. I don't see no notes, no nothing. Oh, we got one note over there. What are you doing for lunch? Writing down, that's it. But that's okay. Two, three. It doesn't matter. I'm just joking with you. How many Bibles, proper Bibles, do we have in the house? One, two, three. Ooh, Michael's been cracking the whip. That's the most I've ever seen. Amazing. Awesome. Good. That's great. I think when you said that a couple of years ago, that's just it plays in all our minds. We walk through church. I better take my Bible with me. I got it up here. Amen. All right, let's pray for this word. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that every heart here takes in, Heavenly Father, what you have to say, Lord God. Whether it be one word, a sentence, whatever it may be, Lord God, as they leave transformed because of you, Heavenly Father. We pray your blessing of your name because you are good. Amen. All right. Lisa spoke from John 15, and a couple of things that she said that I noted was we have all made a decision to believe. And I believe that decision to believe becomes a decision to belong. A place that we belong. Do you guys feel when you come to this church that you belong? It gives that vibe, doesn't it? It's a place where you belong. You make a decision, and then you come the next week or the week after that, but you feel like you belong, amen? The reason why you belong is because Jesus is always here. Now, we might say that Jesus, Lord, we invite you in. I disagree with that. The Lord's already here. He is inviting us in. He's here on Mondays when we're not here. He's here on Tuesday. We sometimes here on Tuesday. But you get what I'm saying. The Lord invites us in to His house. Amen? She also spoke about it's who we're becoming, not where we're going. So after that decision that we make, God then transforms you. So once you make that decision, you begin a transformation. Hoping that you don't go back to your old, but you become new. It's like when you get baptized, once you get dunked in the water, you become new. When you give your heart to the Lord, your old is left by the door, and you become new. You're still Elton. People still know you by that name. But things begin to change in your life. And this, when she spoke about, there will be beauty in you that will be different. And that's when the transformation begins to take place. That people start seeing you talk different. People start seeing you walk different. People start seeing you listen different. You hear different. You see different. Your life begins to change, transform into Christ and what He has wants you to be. It's not a scary journey. It's not an easy journey. But it's a journey that you are purposed for from the day you were born, to live on this earth in Christ. Amen? I want to talk a little bit about, who knows a lot about caterpillars? I use the caterpillars. We know the transformation of a caterpillar. It's called chrysalis. Everyone say chrysalis. Don't Google it, okay? Trust me, it's called chrysalis. So this, Corey's shaking his head. So a caterpillar, as we know, you know, it eats the leaves, and it's confined in one spot. Now, maybe on a tree or a leaf or whatever, right? It can't move very far. But after a while, it begins to transform, and it begins to make a cocoon. Who had silkworms when they were little? I had silkworms in a little shoebox, right? Yeah, all the oldies say, yeah, I did too. So I used to watch these. Anyway, that's another story. Talk to me about it afterwards. But this caterpillar, Kale always laughs the way I say things. Caterpillars, I'm going to speak on this side. This side here is listening to me, this side here. So a caterpillar starts making this cocoon, right? It's spinning this web around it. But it's not a web or a cocoon that is very big. It's very tight, all right? And transformation, I actually looked it up. The caterpillar transforms, it starts to melt or dissolve, all right? It starts to dissolve in this cocoon. But it's in such a tight cocoon that it feels uncomfortable. It's not a big double-story house. It's a very small house. But transformation starts to happen to this caterpillar, right? And in due time, the caterpillar starts changing its formation inside the cocoon. And after a little bit of time, I don't know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending on the actual caterpillar, it decides it needs to come out, because inside this cocoon is quite tight, right? And it's transformed from this little caterpillar into a bigger moth or butterfly, all right? So it becomes really, what's the word? I didn't even write this down. Like confined. And then it decides to come out and spread its wings and start to take flight. Now this is what I got last night when I finished my word, and God just said, I want you to talk about the caterpillar and how we as caterpillars, we seem to be in the same spot all the time. Week after week after week after week, we might move to the next spot. But when God decides to transform you inside your cocoon, and this cocoon, sometimes it's very uncomfortable, because you know the transformation that's happening in your life, and it becomes uncomfortable. Because guess what? Where there is God, there's also the opposition, right? So the opposition decides, hang on a minute, transformation is happening in Natasha's life, I'm about to go make it uncomfortable. It's not going to be easy. So you're getting uncomfortable. But then God releases that, opens that cocoon, and you grow wings, and you begin to fly, and you begin to flourish, because that's what He has for your life. That you come into as your old self, you're like this caterpillar or worm, but then He transforms you, and you begin to take flight. While we were having worship, God led me to one person, and it was Tennille. That you are like that caterpillar. I don't mean to say your name out loud, but God led me right to you. That you are that caterpillar, but God's going to transform you, and things are going to get difficult. That's not a negative thing. Things are going to get difficult for you. Things are going to get, you're going to feel like you've been strained into, like, you can't move. But that's God's transformation happening in your life. And with every uncomfortable part of your life, there's a God that's bigger than that. And God's going to begin to transform you, and He's going to give you wings so you can fly and you can flourish. Amen. I picked up this flyer, House of Hope Africa. We all know what happens here, right? I always get like a lump in my throat when I talk about this place. But transformation is happening in Africa from these people at the front. Transformation happens. Now, we in Australia, I'm going to be honest, we get very comfortable. We get very comfortable in a place because we're comfortable. I'm not going to say why, but we're comfortable. But transformations are happening all over the world. But the Lord says transformations can happen here as well. Because there is times where things do get uncomfortable here. But He's going to transform lives. The Lord said lives are beginning to transform this week. This week lives are going to transform. You're not going to be the same person anymore. You might be called to Africa like these people were, Michael and Christine. And I guarantee you, it got very uncomfortable when they first got there. And it probably has moments where it's uncomfortable a lot of the time. But you know what? God's given them the wings to flourish, which I believe they are. They're changing lives. They're transforming lives. And you might be called to Africa as well, or called to Asia, Pete. And that's strong on me this morning. I know you probably went, whatever. But I said to Lisa, when you were singing, God said to me, Asia, Asia, Asia again. And you know, as yourself, you go, but no, God said to me, Asia is not over for you, Pete, and it's not work. It's ministry, Pete. And it sounds far-fetched, but that's the Lord. Take it up with Him. Amen. Here's one Pete. I want to talk about the second Pete. We had a funeral for the late, great Pete Bennett. He was 90 years old, and he passed away a few weeks ago. And we had a funeral for him on Thursday. But I want to tell a quick story about Pete. I hope I tell it right, but I'm going to say it anyway. About 10 years ago, Pete wasn't part of our church. And he was getting picked up at the front of our church on the driveway by the letterbox. He was getting picked up by a bus and taken somewhere, right? I had a good think about this. Why didn't he get picked up at his letterbox? Position. If he was picked up by his letterbox, we probably never would have known him. Position. Timing. Somebody went up to this man and said, hey, we're having dinners next Tuesday. Come join us. And his reply was, if I walk in that church, the place will light on fire. Am I right? Timing. And then God begins to transform him from a guy who didn't know Jesus to a guy who stayed grumpy for 10 years. But when you talked to him and you walked away from him, what did you feel? Love. That's God's love. The grumpiness is his old school ways. We all have a little bit of that, you know? You know, well, you sometimes you don't want to get rid of it because it's who you are, and that's fine. But every time you spoke to old Pete, you felt love. Every time I walked away from him, I never was like, oh, man, I don't like that guy. Never. Because God transformed him. God positioned him, sent somebody in time, and then transformed his life. God can do that for you as well. But I want to encourage you to be ready. Pete wasn't ready because he didn't know, and that's fine. But God is always waiting. Be ready. Amen. Isaiah 22:22, it's up on the screen, awesome. And it says, and I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. He shall shut and none shall open. The Lord wants to hold on to your burdens. I believe that. He wants to hold on to your burdens. Whatever burdens you are carrying, He wants to take care of that for you. He wants you to be free from the misinformation that is in your head, that is messing with your mind, that is clogging your head, that is making you think of all the negative stuff about people, about whatever. But the Lord wants to free you from that. He wants to give you freedom in your mind. so you can live a fulfilled life. Not a life that comes to church on a Sunday. I used to think that coming to church on a Sunday used to be hard. I find coming to church very easy. I don't want to live a life of coming to church on a Sunday. I want to live a life for Christ. That I'm living for Christ Monday to Sunday or Sunday to Monday, whichever one you want to call it, Sunday to Saturday. But just, I don't want to be that person that comes to church on a Sunday and I'm a Christian on a Sunday. I want to live for Christ. I want the Lord to transform me from a person that's coming to church on a Sunday, worshiping, listening to a word, talking to some people, going home, and then Monday to Saturday I do my own thing. I want to live a life that He transforms me, that I'm living under Him for 7 days a week. Amen? When He decides to unlock the doors that you have when He decides to unlock the doors that have prevented us from transforming and moving forward, He holds the key to all doors, and when He's ready to unlock the doors, you have to be ready for the challenge. Now, God opens doors, amen? He's always opening doors. When one door closes, another door opens. When one door closes, we get upset. But there's always another door. It's like this church. There's a door there, there's a door there. There's not just one door. There's always two doors or more. And when one door closes, another door opens. Isn't that right? You could be waiting on a promotion, on a pay rise, on a decision, position, timing, transformation. I've got another story if you can bear with me. I've been working at a job for this job I have for 11 years. I was on long service last year. It was amazing. But every year I used to ask the boss for a pay rise. And I got nothing for 8 years. 8 long years. Imagine not getting paid a pay rise for 8 years. Grumpy every year. Because the pay rise used to come around about October, November. So if I was ever in a bad mood for 8 years, in October, November, that's my reason. 8 years. And I went to the boss last year and I said, where's my pay rise? Not like that. I'm just giving a quick story. And there was nothing again. So I had my long service. And I let it go because I had my long service. I was like, 8 weeks, 8 weeks, I'm going. It was amazing. But then I was preaching here in January. That wasn't part of it. We're not being recorded, are we? I was preaching here in January, and my daughter Taylor advertised that I was preaching on Instagram. And in walked a guy that I trained 18 years ago. In school photography, I trained him. And I hadn't seen him in years and haven't worked with him in 11 years. And he walks in and I say, hey, what are you doing here? Come to see you. Works for the opposition. We do the same job in different companies. I manage 11 photographers. He manages about 7. I'm doing better than him. Thank you very much. No, I'm just joking. So he walks in and he listens to the message. All good. Yep, 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 yep. And then we go and talk outside. And he says to me, what would it take for you to come work for us? And I was like, ooh, cha-ching. I will pay you more than you get paid as a manager. Come work for me. Do less. And I'll pay you, still pay you more as a manager over there. It's a wow moment for me. Come do less, and I'll pay you more. So I went home and spoke to Lisa about it, prayed about it as you do, went into my boss's office, and I sat down and I said to him, I'm not going to say his name, but I said, normally when you have meetings, you come prepared. I'm not prepared. I want to speak from my heart. I want to tell you how I feel. And the reason why I went into his office, not confident or cocky or anything like that, but I had peace over me from God. It was so much peace. I walked in there that the air was beautiful. And I said to him, I've been approached by the opposition. You know who it is. I know it is. The big boss knows who it is. And they want to bring me over. And they want to pay me more than I get paid here. So basically, if you don't give me a pay rise, I'm out of here. It's pretty much what I said, but in a nice Christian way. 48 hours later, and 8 years later, I get a pay rise. And it's still, and it was amazing, but that wasn't the victory. I didn't take the other job because the Lord said, it's not over for you here. And some of you are probably thinking, you crazy, man. You could have gone over there, done less work, and earned more, spent more time with your family, etc., etc. But the Lord said, I'm not done with you there yet. So I stayed. And the victory wasn't in the finance. The victory was in me. Now I go to work and I'm thinking different. I have my bad moments, obviously, but I'm thinking different. I could have taken the money and ran away and go, yeah, got a new job, awesome, 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 that's the way God works. But no, when this person walked in, position, timing, transformation of the mind on how you think. Amen? You might be in a position like that as well, that you're waiting for a decision to be made. I was annoyed for 8 years. Annoyed. Because I know, and I'll say this quite bluntly, there's no other school photographer as efficient and as good as I am in Western Australia. And I'll stand here and say it again, because there's not. Because there's been dozens and dozens and dozens that have come through my company, and there's other companies that actually want me to come work for them. But the Lord says, no, I'm not done with you yet in this place. Amen? So what about you? That's what I was going to ask. Where are you in your life that there might be a promotion, or you're waiting for your pay rise? But what does God want you to do? What does He want you to do? Does He want you to run, or does He want you to stand? Isaiah 25:8 says, He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of His people will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. This verse symbolizes God's generosity and favor over every one of us. For us to have an abundant life, like I said before, a fulfilled life, a life under Christ. God is able to transform everybody, the sinful, the people that are hiding out what they're doing behind closed doors or whatever, the unbelievers, even the believers, He's able to transform. If you feel mundane about your Christian walk, He's able to transform that for you. He's able to move. He's able to do that, transform. Isaiah 25:6 says, On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make all His people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. This is a symbol of God's richness and glory. Not just like I said before, a Christian attending church, but a follower of Christ. I want to be a follower of Christ. When someone says to me, are you a Christian? I'm a follower of Christ. Because people can get a little bit confused of what is a Christian. Some people believe it's a Catholic or an Anglican. It's someone who's, has some sort of religion. But I want to be a follower of Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ. I want Him to transform the way I think, the way I feel, the way I walk, what I see, what I watch, how I talk to people, how I communicate. I want Him to transform that. I don't want to be this mundane Christian 7 days a week. I want to be transformed. Even though I've been a Christian for 20 years, I still want to be transformed more. I want to get to know Him more. I want a more personal relationship with Him. Deeper. Fuller. That when I talk to someone, they go, hang on a minute, this brother must be a follower of Christ. And it's not because you don't swear. It's because Christ is in you. And you begin to walk like Him. So where are you right now, church? Are you in the right position to receive or to hear? It might be painful and uncomfortable where you're at. Painful, uncomfortable, not the place you want to be. But I believe God can transform you. Every one of you. 80 of you here. 78. Every single one. Who wants to be transformed? I know I do. Are you ready for the transformation? To position yourself into what God has for you. Carissa, where's Carissa? Where's Carissa? She's got three kids. She's probably running around outside. Ah! But I got a word for Carissa and Jade. Jade, God's going to partner you in ministry. You're going to have your own ministry that you're going to partner with somebody. And it's what you're holding in your hand. You're going to partner with somebody. And you're going to be the encourager in this partnership. The Lord's going to, He's always covered you. He's always got you. But He's going to take you to that next step. He's going to transform you. You're going to be transformed into a leader, ministry leader. You're going to partner with someone. There's a person that you're partnering with. It's not you, Tash. You're going to partner with somebody. Carissa, is she here? Thank you, Jesus. God's going to transform people's lives. He's already transforming your life as you sit here. As you sit here, He's transforming your life. Carissa's here. Carissa, I've got a word for you. I'm sorry to embarrass you, but I have a word for you, and it's, the Lord said, your time is now. Three kids and all. Full-time job and all. Three hungry boys. Actually, four with Nathan. That's equivalent to like eight people. Oh, yeah. Boys can eat, right? But the Lord said, your time is now. There's no better time that He's going to transform you and you're going to flourish in 2025. He's making room for you. He's lifting you. He's building you. He's making you stronger. Because you've got a lot of bumps to go. And the bumps aren't negative. It's just, it's life. It's family. When you need to be somewhere, the bump is, hang on a minute, I need to feed someone. Or need to give them whatever. It's not a bad bump. It's a bump that's part of your life. That's part of who you are. But the Lord said He's going to strengthen you. Because your time is now in 2025. Not next year or the year after. This is your year. That you're going to come. You're going to be like that caterpillar we were talking about. It's been a bit uncomfortable. It's a beautiful thing having kids. But it can be uncomfortable. Because it's late nights. And we're eating 100 eggs a week. And the pocket is it's empty. But He's going to fill that. You're coming into some finances that He's going to, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. He says you're going to be okay. You have nothing to worry about. You're going to flourish. People are going to see a different Carissa. You're going to be different. People are going to see you different. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Position yourselves, church. Because you don't know when God is going to come and transform you. You don't know when. Tasha's got a lot of work to do. She's got 12 people to baptize. She's ready. It's a lot, isn't it? It's March already. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all bow our heads if we can. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, God is good, amen. You have to have humor in your world. You have to have humor because God is good. But He speaks, and we need to listen. We need to open our ears because we're never too young for God to use us. And we're never too old for God to continue to use us. Because God's going to use each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to invite the band up. I'm going to get everybody to just place their hand on their heart, if you may. I'm not going to ask you to say anything, but I want you to say it, like, to yourself. What do you want God to transform you in? What area of your life? I want you to say it out loud. I want you to talk to yourself. I want you to talk to Jesus about it. Is it your job? Is it your ministry? Is it your wife? You want her to transform? Husbands, definitely. Lord, transform that brother. Is it your partner? Is it your friend at school? Is it the new job you're waiting for? Transformation is coming still, House of Hope Africa. I still see the sunflower. Sunflower doesn't go away. When the Lord puts it in you, it doesn't go away. I still see that sunflower. Bright as yellow. Bright as yellow. It's glowing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I see connect groups that families are going to come together in our church, and they're going to have connect groups that are families. Like families are just going to come together. And they're going to have connect groups that the kids aren't going to miss out. Kids are going to be part of it. Transformation is happening. It's happening here at C3 Stand. Transformation is happening. It's happening when you don't know what's happening. It's happening when you're sleeping. It's happening when you're praying. Because our God is so good. He's big. He's mighty. Sometimes you just sit there and you just wonder how big He is, and could go on forever. Position, timing, transformation. Have you positioned yourself? Because everything is God's timing. And when He begins to transform you, people will see a different person. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I will make room for you. And here is where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender, and this is my surrender. And here is where I lay it down, every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. We make room, 'cause I will make room for you to do whatever you want. Break down the walls of all my religion, for your way is better. Yeah, your way is better. You shake up the ground of all my traditions. Break down the walls of all my religion. Your way is better.
Church, we just invite you to guys to come up here for prayer if you want, as the band plays in the background. We have our leaders that will pray for you, so just invite you guys to come up. Any need, anything that you need, just surrender to God during this time, and just the altar is open.